Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. First, I want to say, my mother came through her surgery really well.
Yeah, and that's awesome. All
that pain. I found out about a heart attack. When you hear people talk about a heart attack, they're talking about your heart is under attack. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you think about it as a one moment in time. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, it got hit, your heart got hit, and let's go evaluate the damage. And the truth is your heart can be under attack for a minute, for an hour, or like for hers, for example, was under attack for like 30 days or something.
Oh, wow.
And they say it's like an elephant sitting on your chest, the pain and all. Mm-hmm. And so her doctor, Dr. Martha Stewart, that's her doctor, Dr. Martha Stewart. She fixed the cake, and then she fixed mine.
Then she fixed her. Wow.
And she went in there, and they're able to put a stent, a miracle stent in her artery, and boom, all the pain stopped.
Wow.
Joanne, give a big shout out to Joanne this morning in New York. Joanne says those are like miracle stents. They just change everything. We're so fragile. Mm-hmm. Our life is so fragile. Somebody can come put their finger on an artery, and we'll just fall out. What you used to do to Christopher when he was little.
I don't remember that.
It was duct tape. Wasn't it duct tape or something? Tricycle.
Yeah.
I don't know. Flashbacks.
Right.
And, so opening up the artery stopped all that pain because she could not even lay on her back. Because if she laid on her back, because the artery was in the back of her heart, it would cause her to feel
pressure.
Yeah, heart.
Oh, wow.
More attack in her heart. So when you hear somebody say they're having a heart attack, think of it this way. Their heart is under attack. And you pray for them and get them to a doctor as you're praying for them, the supernatural. You pray and then you take some aspirin. You pray and you get to the doctor. And you begin to find out what's going on. And by doing that, the doctors are able to check things out. And her first doctor, the first people that saw her, said she was fine. And for some reason, based on my experiences and some other experiences of ladies that I know, they don't seem to diagnose women too well. I don't know. I don't know why. They seem to kind of say it's left when it's actually right, or it's a back pain when it's a heart attack. It's hormones when it's actually some sort of thyroid thing, or it's really strange. And so she stayed. She's got a twin, Carolyn, and until they got an answer, and they got an answer, they found out it was actually her heart was under attack. And today she's walking around totally fine. Just want to thank the doctors down there at Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola, Florida, who did a really good job. Dr. Martha Stewart.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure she's back on her show now. So, but it's amazing that the physicians and the nurses and all those that labor so hard to keep us healthy. And healthcare is in the conversation right now in America. And you're hearing people continually. It's just amazing. If you go back and listen to organizers of the night versus organizer of the day, the Alinsky methodologies of doing things, the Alinsky tactics that we learn from Radical Rules for Radicals, and then kind of a light perspective of that, people just kind of buy into the argument. You see one side of an argument using the very same thing on the other person, and they're both falling for each other's stuff instead of saying, as Christians, we should be saying, you're wanting to provide medical care for folks that don't have it?
Mm-hmm.
And I heard this argument, we'll go to break and come back in just a minute and talk about it. But I heard this argument. Let me give you a different perspective. The author, this particular professor at Yale, I can't give you her name right now, but maybe we'll have it in the related article. She wrote a book called The Paradox of the Medical System in America. We're paying more money than any other nation, but we're actually getting less for our money.
Mm-hmm.
20%, based on what they're saying in her studies, she studied worldwide and she studied America, and then she's wrote the book about America. 20% of Americans are using 80% of the healthcare system, which is pretty, if you understand the 80-20 rule, that's pretty much how it is, And And that just kind of broadens things for a lot of things I'll talk about in a minute. If I start talking about, I'll actually forget what I'm going to tell you. But they're talking about, I mean, you can't just throw wisdom out. You can't just say, this is not so. But you can say, okay, if this is correct, should government be the one to do this? Or should the church break out of our narcissism and we do this? Mm-hmm. Because what they're saying, one example, one case study that they had was a particular man, he had diabetes. And he goes to the doctor for get treated for diabetes, but he doesn't have a lot of, he's a poor man. Mm-hmm. And so he gets treated, but he's a poor man. So his clothing and his shoes, for example, have holes in the bottom of his shoes, and which keeps his feet moist. Mm-hmm. And so they give him medication, and they tell him you got to keep your feet dry and you know, this kind of thing. And they come back, and he didn't. Mm-hmm. And they had to amputate two of his toes.
Right.
And so they give him instructions. You got to keep your feet dry. You're going to have to do this kind of stuff. And they amputated the toes. It's like $17,000.
Wow.
And they said, if you don't do this time, we're going to have to amputate from the knee down. And, of course, he took his meds. He wanted to be healed. Mm-hmm. But his shoes had holes in them. Mm-hmm. So the moisture is staying on his feet. You can't have wet feet, diabetes in this situation. And so he comes back, and they have to amputate his leg. It's $17,000, and it ended up being $30,000+. And this was the viewpoint. Why didn't we buy him a $50 pair of shoes? Huh. But we're seeing things just as the medical industry, instead of saying, you know, we need to think holistically in regards to where is he living, what's his clothing like, does he have access, does he have a good environment to be able to live in. And that's scary when you're talking about the government doing it, because then they're going to, it doesn't end well. But the church is like, you know, hey, we could have got him a new pair of shoes. You know, where are we in the context of this? Mm-hmm. You know, if 97% of the regular church attenders, according to George Barna, are not giving to God or robbing from God, 97% are not giving the tithes and the offerings, only 3% are. Mm-hmm. Then if we just do that, then the church can be empowered to be able to get some shoes for some folks to help out their home and fix their home up. And so since the church is not doing it, the government's saying, listen, we wasted $30,000. We this man's life has been ruined, and all we had to do is buy a pair of shoes for him. Mm-hmm. But hospitals don't buy shoes. Doctors can't write prescriptions for this. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we're not thinking holistically here.
Right, right.
And the medical industry is made up in America based on capitalism, which it means we're just the bottom line, let's make more money, and we're paying more money for less services, for less results. Although we do have nations, a nation that has very specific things in it that we're high up on, mm-hmm. but we have the other underprivileged and ones that don't have access to this that are having things just like this man. And how much sense would it make if we think holistically about this and that's your tax dollars. By the way, this is it, and we're going to break. 50% of your hospitals in America, based on what they said, this professor from Harvard, or from Yale, that wrote this book, The Paradox of the Medical Healthcare System, is taken care of by tax dollars. That's your tax dollars. You spent $15 of that $30,000 on this man's losing his leg when we could have actually spent $50 on buying him a pair of shoes. We could have bought him shoes for the next 10 years to make sure that he was okay, he has a quality of life again. And so much more just like that. We need to really think about this before we jump on this capitalism concept about that. We just need to think, what does God want us to do? And I do want to say the author of the book that I was talking about before the break is The American Healthcare Paradox. Why spending more and getting less? You know, why is spending more getting us less? It's written by Elizabeth Bradley and Lauren Taylor. And they're asking the question because they're looking at other healthcare systems, and I think they got a kind of balanced approach. And, you know, this is what Proverbs says. Proverbs says it's amazing how, you know, one side of the argument seems so right until you hear the other side. Mm. And many Christians are, you know, guilty of just, you know, talking to the choir, you know, only talking about what they know and not listening to a multitude of counsel and what's happening in society and listen, and then, you know, pray about that and bring that back as a biblical perspective, what's that mean? And sometimes, yeah, it's the right thing for the church to do. But understand, if the church is not doing it, God loves folks, and he's not going to sit back. Well, he doesn't sit back anyway. But I'm just saying, you know, he's just not going to not take care of folks. You know, if we won't take care of them, he will bring somebody else to take care of them. Mm-hmm. And we'll be held accountable for not doing what we should have done.
Right.
And I'm just believing with this third great awakening that we talked about in Friday. You know, if you missed it, you got to get listen to it on the VFN Torch as a post about the third great awakening. And hopefully get a chance to talk about that today. The first, the second, and now we believe in God for the third. Is that in this third great awakening that we're believing God for, we have to begin to think about, okay, you know, let's think about providing health care. Let's open up some, let's build some hospitals ourselves.
Right.
You know, if unions are going to be, you know, what the concept of organized labor, that's how it's going to work out. Well, let's get some unions ourselves. Let's develop some unions and it's just be, hey, this is a union that we lift up Jesus Christ as Lord. We have biblical values and you probably want to hire our union because you're going to be blessed when you do. And God's going to convict us if we don't treat you well. And so I'm just thinking about different things that we can do to be able to be a part of this. And one is, you know, there obviously if you look at hospitals, the Presbyterian Hospital, the Methodist hospitals, the Catholic hospitals, and all the things that are going on. But, you know, if I look at one particular, I was looking at a Catholic hospital recently that it began with these nuns that had this vision of taking care of folks. And it wasn't as complicated then as it is now. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you go further back, they didn't even wash their hands. They kind of just wiped things down, you know.
That's amazing.
In 1910 or something like that. But now they've actually removed the nuns based on my understanding, and now they just have statues of these pyramid looking things where they're, you know, the nun. You know. And so it's like, my goodness, the original tent of so many things has been removed. We kind of keep the name instead of the heart of what was going on, you know, praying for folks and all that.
Right.
And it was encouraging to hear, you know, Chris go to a doctor this week and, the doctor is helping him out and, you know, therapy, couch, all that stuff. It was a different kind of doctor. And when he found out he was a Christian, he's like, man, I can pray for you. That's so powerful. You know, your doctor's not only helping you physically, but he's praying for you spiritually. And they say when you pray, there's a huge, even secular doctors know there's a huge aspect of healing that comes with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just, you know, rethinking healthcare, rethinking what our perspective. Don't jump on the capitalism bandwagon and say, you know, hey, we just got a free market. Well, if that's your mama that just lost her toes or lost her leg because we didn't buy her a pair of shoes, are you really? You know, and realize this, once the government starts buying shoes and tells you where to live, how to live, what to eat, they're going to start looking at the bottom line and start saying, well, if 20%, this is my prediction, if 20% are using 80% of the money, 18% of the national budget, we can trim this 18% by stopping taking care of this 20% and just give them a quality life for the next couple of weeks until they just kind of vanish.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Better stop limping.
Really.
I'm fine. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Really, I am, truly. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, Thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the daily radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.